in one of the ad breaks of the project last night, it was Pete Hillier's birthday, mm-hmm. and we were talking. I said to him, do you love birthdays? Do you like people to acknowledge them? And he pretty much told me a really sad story about when he was turning 30. He worked for Roving, for Rove Live, and on the Friday of his 30th birthday, no one said happy birthday. They even called a big end of Friday meeting. He was ready to go to get, you know, the cake and the balloons, and nothing happened.
They did housekeeping.
They did housekeeping. And Pete's with us now. Pete, it was a dark day in your history, wasn't it?
It was a dark day. I feel like I'm being set up to be on Carrie's Good News segment next week on the project. Something like amazing about to happen? Are you going to pay for my university fees or something? Or what's going
to
happen?
You're going to go back to uni. Did you ever go to uni?
No, I didn't go to uni. No, I didn't.
More inconvenient than anything.
I just reached out to some of your mates and I thought it's never too late.
From Rove.
From the Rove days. Mm. I thought it's never too late for us to make amends. It was an oversight. And it was 15 years ago.
It's 15
but
years
never
ago.
Too late. Yes. He's had his 40th since then.
Yeah.
Here's Husey.
Husey's going to lose it over Pete's 30th. Have a great day, you legend. Big 3-0. I thought you already were 30, but you're just so mature, man. He loses it.
Not just Hamish, though. I mean, what's his name? He's going to lose it now, isn't he? Yes, the great Hamish and Andy were on the show that time. Mm. I had a little chat to Andy earlier today. He was also so saddened to hear we'd forgotten. He wanted to share his thoughts, Pete.
Hey, Pete. Andy here. Carrie tells me that when we were all working on Rove that we didn't say happy birthday on your 30th birthday. No one remembered it. That it was the special day. The strange thing is, I don't even remember you working on Rove. It was Carrie, Rove, myself, Husey, Hamish, Judith Lucy for a bit, but can't place you.
Ouch.
This is meant to make you feel better.
This is just getting worse. This is not, I'm not coming
this
on the news.
This
all has
turned into
week.
A roast, hasn't it? No, yeah. But don't worry. Hamish will make it all better.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete. Hamish here, mate. I know it's a little bit late, but I just wanted to say happy 30th. I know we're all a little bit distracted at the time and, you know, it was a busy time in life. And also you've got to remember, you know, no offence, but you're quite a bit older than me. So when you were 30... you know, I probably was about 24. So to me, I thought you were probably going to die. You were so old. So I didn't want to get too close to you. I now realize that was that's obviously the wrong attitude. 30's very young. So mate, of course, you know, your birthday is, it's all we think about. I know today's happy birthday for today. Yesterday. I know we missed it again yesterday, but also happy birthday for then too. And we all know how old you are now. So there's no point to even say the number. Very special returns for a very special night.
So how do you feel now? Do you feel better?
Oh, man, I would have preferred cash on the day.
Well, then we've got the special, the best for last. I mean, the man whose responsibility it really should have been to do something on that day, especially at team drinks, he did nothing. So he's got a long way to come back from. Rove McManus joins us on the show. Welcome.
Hello, everybody. And look, let me point out, at the very least, I should be earning more brownie points because I haven't just done a pre-record message like Hamish or Andy or what's his name. The fact that I've even made the effort to be here now is like kind of job done, really. Doesn't that show that I'm the best of everybody who forgot back then?
Did you realise just how upset Pete was all those years ago that you guys forgot on his actual day?
Well, I thought it was part of some long con. Yeah, you know, like you see in movies where somebody feels like their birthday's been forgotten, but quietly the audience is like they're planning a surprise party. Mm. And as Pete would know, like, we were an office that would go over the top for people's birthdays.
Rome, I'm pretty sure the birthday before mine, there was a stripper involved.
There's been strippers in the office. We have had multiple extravagant cakes. I even had a skill tester machine that was put in my office for my birthday once. And yet we completely forgot Pete altogether. I'm even at this point still, I look at Pete and just still don't even think he's 30. So I thought it was still a long way off.
When I hear all that stuff, it makes me think, geez, a few voice memos
It doesn't really cut it, does it? We need a skill test.
We need some strippers.
Pete, is there anything that Rove could provide to you that would make up for it? What would you like?
Maybe a birthday. Do you have a birthday water handy?
I do have an old sweet potato that looks a lot like an old man's genitalia. If you want it, I can post pack it to you. So I'll put a little bow on it or something like that.
I have been meaning to tell you, actually. Somebody sent me in the post a Watba, like, a few weeks ago. So, yes, somebody sent me a Watba. I'll have to come back on the show, and Rove, you have to come back on, and we'll have to deliver the Watba.
Look, between Watba's coming up and celebrating your 30th, 13 years later, I think, you know, it's like time stood still. This is a beautiful moment for all of us.
And it's going to be a big Pete space on the project tonight. It really is.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday.
That's how you forward tease everybody.
Happy birthday, Mr. Hellier.
Happy birthday, Petey.
Oh, thank you, everyone.
You're the best, Petey. We love you.
We should point out How to Stay Married, the finale is on Channel 10 Tuesday night, 8:30. It's been an incredible season, so tune into that. I will see you on the project desk in a few nights. See ya.
You certainly will. Bye.